was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God.
All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world.
He was in the world,
and the world was made through him,
and the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God,
even to those who believe in his name.
These were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us,
and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. In Christ, God revealed his faithfulness to us from the beginning of time.
In Genesis, Jesus is the ram of Abraham's altar. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest. In Numbers, He's the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's the city of our refuge. And in Joshua, he's the scarlet thread of Rahab's window. In Judges, he is our judge.
In Ruth, he is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. And in Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of everything that is broken. And in Esther, he is the Mordecai sitting faithful at the gate. In Job, he is our redeemer that ever liveth.
In Psalms, he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. And in the Song of Solomon, he's the beautiful bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the suffering servant. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, it is Jesus that is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the wonderful four-faced man. And in Daniel, he is the fourth man in the midst of a fiery furnace.
In Hosea, he is my love that is forever faithful. In Joel, he baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, our savior. And in Jonah, he is the great foreign missionary that takes the word of God into all the world. And in Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger.
In Habakkuk, he is the watchman that is ever praying for revival. In Zephaniah, he is the Lord mighty to save. In Haggai, he is the restorer of our lost heritage. In Zechariah, he is our fountain. And in Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. In Matthew, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Mark, he is the miracle worker.
In Luke, he's the Son of Man. And in John, he is the door by which every one of us must enter. In Acts, he is the shining light that appears to Saul on the road to Damascus. In Romans, he is our justifier. In 1 Corinthians, our resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, our sin bearer. In Galatians, he redeems us from the law.
In Ephesians, he is our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he supplies our every need. And in Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is our soon coming king. And in 1 and 2 Timothy, he is the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he is our blessed hope. In Philemon, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
And in Hebrews, he is the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, it is the Lord that heals the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, he is the chief shepherd. In 1, 2, and 3 John, it is Jesus who has the tenderness of love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. And in Revelation, lift up your eyes, church, for your redemption draweth nigh.
He is our King of kings and Lord of lords.
In Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every breath the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering,
Like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk the road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la Via Dolorosa, triste da in Jerusalem, los soldados le habían paso a Jesús. Mas la gente acercaba para ver a que llevaba aquella cruz. Por la Via Dolorosa, que es la Via del Dolor, como veo vino Cristo Rey Señor. Y fue Él quien quiso ir por su amor por ti, por por la Via Dolorosa, al caballo a morir. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way to the heart of Jerusalem. Called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And Jesus said,
A new commandment I give to you,
that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
Neither height nor depth,
nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
For the love of Christ compels us. May you be rooted and established in the love of Christ.
Many you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ.
May you know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
May you be filled with all the fullness of God.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
walking on the road to Jerusalem. The time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walk beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them, Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. Then I told them, Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men, until I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to play in this drama, a part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing there where soon they would pass by? I looked and I said, even now they come. The first one begged for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I can still hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I could scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten that he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow, running down the cross and falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until the Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, you carry his cross. At first I tried to resist him, then his hand reached for his sword. And so I knelt and I took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and I started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And yet upon the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. Into thy hands I commit my spirit, he prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I lost all sense of time. Till I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us. The lamb ran away. Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. Then I said, dear children, watch the lamb.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall hate my hand.
My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
Your love that you would stretch your arms and go around the world, and why for me? He was crying heard. I don't know why you went where I was meant to go. I don't know. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all. Took my shame, my blame on my cross. How deep is your grace that you could see my need and choose to take my place, and there for me, these words I hear you say, Father, no, forgive them, for they know not what they do, I will go, because I love them so. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. Those were my nails, that was my crown, and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. Just as you said it would be, you did all for me. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. After you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross.
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
Righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
There is no difference.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement, through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just in the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers,
but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
My faith and hope are in God.
Through music, the words pictured within remind us of the story of Jesus' Yes, God bless the broken road and led me straight to you.